Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairline. It's good! Banked in! Banked in! Kyle Peters! Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Brandewey. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Brandewey. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul on Minster. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Brandewey right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Brandewey and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc of the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Bringer. Coming right back is Bixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns along, three ball, good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosher. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high, let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line, it goes to Hosher. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open, three ball, buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Yulescamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Yulescamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Bixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good! Mark Bixler, herky jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's our fifth game of six in 72 hours, and it's game number two today for us of three here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Welcome to Jackson Center in Cedarville. Now, this should be a terrific boys Division IV district championship game. Jackson Center 19-6, a real strong schedule. 8-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Cedarville 22-1, 15-1 in the OHC, the Ohio Heritage Conference. A club that beat Jamestown Greenview twice easily during the season. And Chuck, we saw Anna play Greenview. We were impressed with the Rams. How good does this make Cedarville?
Well, you know, I mean, it's hard to look at common opponents and judge because there's matchups and all kinds of different situations.
Sure.
But if you look at Cedarville out there, hey, they've lost once. They've got great size.
Yep.
They shoot the ball well. And when their coach, who's been there 10 years, tells you this is his best team by far, coaches don't usually say that unless they mean it.
Yep. That's what head coach Ryan Godlove said to me about 30 minutes ago. I asked him, hey, you've been at Cedarville 10 years. Where does this club stack up? And he held up that index finger.
Yeah.
Numero uno. Cedarville lost just once, as I mentioned. Played Jackson Center right to the buzzer last year in this same game. District title contest, 30-27 was the final score.
head coach Scott Elkridge's team, led most of the way, but needed to stave off Cedarville late. In fact, it was an odd game, Chuck. I don't think there were more than two or three points scored in the last 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, I remember. It was kind of a slugfest defensively, and I think that might be what we see today.
No, this will be a grinder again, no doubt about it. Aiden Reichert in the last two sectional games in the tourney, the outstanding post player, Shelby County League Player of the Year, didn't score 20 combined in those last two tourney games. Any cause for concern there?
Well, I mean, not necessarily. First of all, they were playing teams that they had played before.
And
they, you know, teams know. They know how to defend. And I think the same thing's going to happen today. I mean, Regula and Mullenauer and Sosby and Camden Reese, they got to step up.
Yep.
Those young men have got to score 6-8 points each to take the pressure off of Riker, because if they don't, it could be a long night.
Yeah, Nolan Fark, a real good performer off the bench, fine shooter, averaging 6.5 a game. He can get the job done, too. Yes, if the Jackson Center can get some points, not necessarily from the arc, just several 16, 17-foot baskets from young men other than Riker, that will open things up a little bit in the middle. Jackson Center has played a very rigid schedule. Stop and think about it, Chuck. Rushi three times, including the tournament. Fairlawn three times, including the tournament. Everybody else in the Shelby County League twice each, including Anna and Fort Loramie, of course. A couple of games with Botkins, and those went right to the wire, crunch time. New Bremen, an opponent for Jackson Center, and the Cardinals are still in. They are in the Northwest Regional in boys D4, still playing. Just knocked out was Toledo Christian last night, which defeated Jackson Center by double digits about two-thirds of the way through the year. Jackson Center, late in the campaign, went to Columbus Grove when Grove was ranked number 2 in the state. Jackson Center won that game 47-41. And there's one other club in Division III that Jackson Center beat that's still in, Indian Lake. Jackson won that game early in the year. Indian Lake plays Cincinnati Taft tonight at Northmont. So the Tigers haven't backed down.
And
that's a good thing.
That's what you need to do. I mean, it's like Fort Loramie's girls and Minster's girls. They go play outstanding non-league games because it prepares them for nights like tonight.
In fact, we talked to Jackson Center head coach Scott Elkert earlier in the week, and he said his club is tournament primed.
A comment on the season, outstanding campaign, some tough luck losses along the way. Go up to Columbus Grove, beat the number 2 team in the state in D4 of a 6. That had to be a high point of the season. In the league, you finished tied for third, technically. It was a very competitive league. You're tournament ready, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, based on our schedule, we felt good coming into the tournament that we had put ourselves in a good position to potentially make another tournament run, just because we had already played in several tournament-type atmosphere basketball games to begin with.
Sure.
And with each tournament game, they get a little bit tougher, that's for sure. This is the time of year where the Tigers like to play basketball.
He had to play Rushi three times. No easy task. The Fairlawn as well.
Yeah. No, I mean, our league was an absolute good every year, but it was a bear this year.
Sure was.
And the fact that that we had to play two more league games to get out of Piqua and beat them each three times is always monumental. I mean, we felt very good after Saturday night just getting out of Piqua.
Yeah, I'll give Aiden Reichert a lot of credit. He's a punching bag in there. Players around him starting to score. Fark and Regula and Mullenauer. You get everybody contributing offensively. You'll be mighty tough to beat.
Yeah, I mean, that's what any coach would hope for on, you know, when, for any game, that all your offensive pieces are hitting on the same cylinder.
Sure, sure.
And so that's what we're going to work for this week, and that's what we're going to plan on Saturday night when we play Cedarville.
The same opponent in the district championship as 1 year ago. As I recall, that was a 30-27 game. You won it, beat Cedarville by 3. Wasn't easy, and it's a Cedarville team this year every bit as good as a year ago.
Yeah, they're probably better in you know, in some ways, even though they graduated the Cross kid who was a heck of a player himself.
Sure, sure.
So we know that we have a very tough opponent. You look at their regular season, they have one loss, and they haven't had very many close games either. You know, their wins have been by big margins, that's for sure, and they have a lot of offensive talent. And the thing that's very noticeable when you watch Cedarville play is how quick they are, how lively their legs are, and just their overall athleticism.
And what do they run offensively? Is it a zone, man-to-man team on defense?
They're primarily a man-to-man defensive team, you know, from what we have seen and scouted.
Sure.
And offensively, you know, they just do a good job of getting all those weapons involved, and they're led by the Koenig kid who's just a phenomenal player and can put up large numbers.
And what are you working on this week, Jackson Center basketball-wise, in preparation for the big Saturday district championship?
Yeah, I mean, our prep work's not much different than it would be if it was our first or third game of the year or seventh game of the year.
Okay.
We, you know, we gear ourselves for our opponent that we're playing and, you know, try to find ways defensively where we can at least slow guys down. You know, I mean, like I said, we know they have a lot of weapons, and so we're going to work hard defensively at trying to take them out of their norm as much as we can.
At what phase of Jackson Center basketball have you been extremely pleased with over the last few weeks?
Yeah, I think just our progression, knowing the youth that, you know, I mean, we had Aiden Reichert coming into the year with a lot of experience and being a senior, but we were blending a lot of young kids around him.
Yes.
And I've just been pleased with how we've continued to blend, and guys are starting to feel more comfortable in what we need them to do. And hopefully that continues here on Saturday.
22-year head coach Scott Elkert at Jackson Center talking about his club and Cedarville, a team to be feared. Hasn't played the schedule like Jackson Center has, that's for sure. The Ohio Heritage Conference, nothing like the SCAL, Chuck. You look down through games played by Cedarville this year, Chuck, only one or two moderately close games, a 7-point win over Springfield Catholic Central in the season, an 11-point win in the sectional tournament over Catholic Central. In league play, thumping Greenan twice, but double digits. Mechanicsburg once, but 25. West Jeff by a dozen. Triad by more than 30. West Liberty Salem, a very good boys basketball team, beat them by 29. Legacy Christian by 22. And a couple of wins over Jamestown Greenview by scores of 56-44 and 62-45. Greenview took Anna right to the very, very wire in that game we covered earlier this week.
Yeah, they did, but I will put it a different way. Anna took themselves to the brink of extinction,
right,
and then pulled it out at the buzzer. Anna's a 15-20 point better team than Greenview
is. Yeah. If the Rockets play to near their competency level.
Yeah, they were doing a little sleepwalk last night after thumping or having that great run against Meadowdale.
Yep.
Looking forward to knowing they're going to probably play Cincinnati Taft.
Yep.
And I think Greenview got overlooked by not by the coaching staff, but by the kids.
And you know what? That's what we suggested to head coach Nate Barhorst after the game. He did not disagree.
Now,
but you've coached before, and you can do all of the prep work and motivational work you want. but you cannot get in between the ears of the players.
No, and you explain to them that, you know, I don't care what their record is, you know, on any given night. I go back to this one. This was years ago, but Graham beat Ben Logan the very last game of the season by 35 points. They had him in the first round of the sectional and got beat.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm telling you, it can happen.
Yeah, it sure can. No doubt about it. I can recall, as a kid, 4 or 5 years after Jerry Lucas went through Middletown. Middletown was still very good, still outstanding, and got beat first game of the tournament by Green Hills, a high school in Cincinnati, which no longer exists.
Yeah.
So the tournament, a brand new season for so many of these clubs.
Right, absolutely. And I think this game tonight, they've got Ramey, 6'5", averages 16. They got Koning, 6'2", averages 18.5. Both seniors, both seasoned, and Jackson is going to have to make sure that those two don't get to their average. If they both get to their average, it could be a long day.
Oh, yeah, and we don't know how much he'll play, but Cedarville does have a 6'8.5 giant, Hayden Hansen, a junior. He is averaging 5 a game, so he'll log minutes, and whether or not he's a factor, that we'll find out soon. Tigers look pumped. They are shooting around down to a right. Cedarville directly in front of us, and it looks like Jackson Center will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. I see those gray shorts.
Yeah, I like their away uniforms. Yeah. Probably my favorite.
Yep, same here. So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to our anchor business partners, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Supply in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. At Dickman, hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution at Dickman Supply. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. Secure Com in Minster. SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News award-winning sports pages and our broadcast partner, WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio, based in Sydney. Chuck, we'll take a break, return momentarily with starting lineups, opening tip, Jackson Center, Cedarville. The winner of this game returned for the second contest on Tuesday night here, game time at 8. So it's Jackson Center or Cedarville against Tri-Village, which won the previous game here today easily over New Miami. And in the first game next Tuesday, a pairing is set, Botkins against Newark Catholic. Tip off 5:30 on Tuesday. Back shortly, Jackson Center, Cedarville up next on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. with remote access through computers to Reese and Meyring's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese and Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese and Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman.fh.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. Big components in this game tonight for the Jackson Center Tigers. Aiden Riker needs to get real close to that 19.8 per game scoring average. If he's down in the lower teens, Mullenauer, regular, Fark, the shooters have got to step up the components for Jackson Center. For Cedarville, Trent Koning is a super player, 6'2", just a shade of a point under 19 a game. Head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center likened Koning to Isaiah Mastella. So Koning has got to be slowed down. He won't be stopped. Jackson Center's defense has got to deny him the ball and keep him at a dozen 13 points or below. Those are the key building components for Jackson Center and Cedarville. Speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom. It's on Range Line Road, northeast of Rushi. Drop in, see firsthand this winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency at the Francis Schulze Company. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Jackson Center Tigers opening five. Carson Regula, 9.5 a game, 5'11 junior guard. Jace Mullenauer teams with him. 9.5 a game as well, and Soff at 5'10". Aiden Reichert, 19.5 in the middle. Shelby County Player of the Year, 6'5 senior. Trevor Sosby, 5'11 senior at 4 per game. Camden Reese, 6'3 forward, sophomore, 7 per outing. Starting lineup for Cedarville, Isaiah Ramey, 6'5 senior, who jumped at center court to start the game. It's Ramey, it's Trent Koning, a 6'2 senior, Peyton Heron, a 5'10 senior, Hunter Baldwin, a 6'3 senior, Caleb McKinyon, a 6'2 senior. Good height for Cedarville, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, they're all across the board.
Yes, exactly. Jackson Center won the tap, and for the first half minute, the Tigers working around. Here's Riker, top of the circle. Ball whipped into the left corner. Here's a long three, pumped up there and missed on the play, but Sosby missed it long. Cedarville gets a run out. Fast break. Nobody back for Jackson Center. Layup good. Caleb McKinyon broke free, streaked the last 30 feet, caught a home run ball, and pumped it in. 2-0 Cedarville. Lowenauer on the arc. Straight away Sosby. Here's a long three by Aiden Reichert. Clangs off the rim. Short. Rebound, though, to Jackson Center. Nice board work on the play by Sosby. Here's a long three ball. Deep one. Regula. Bingo!
A shot.
Woo!
There you go. That was a heck of a rebound by Camden Reese. Boy, he was up in the air.
Carson Regula hurled in a 28-footer. Here's Cedarville attacking to our left. Cedarville in the home white. Black numbers, red trim down the sides of the shorts and shirts. Here is Cedarville in the step back three. It's McKinyon way off the mark. Rebound down to Reichert. Reichert dribbles at 40 feet. Dribbles at 60 feet to the foul line. Shot fake on the left wing by Regula. Deep right corner at Sosby. 3-2 Jackson Center. We've played nearly 2 minutes. Here's Camden Reese. Reichert straight away. Reichert picked up by Trent Koning. What a matchup that is. Here's a sloppy pass to the left flank. Broken up as Cedarville, stolen. Then it's thrown away. Jackson Center gets it back. Here's a baseline drive by Regula. Deflected out in the corner by Cedarville. What have you seen so far, Chuck?
Well, I mean, Jackson's running a little bit. It's exactly what we kind of thought it's going to be defensively. Cedarville got a run out. Yeah, I don't think you're going to see too many more of those.
Now, Scott was not pleased with what happened. Cedarville with a simple transition goal. 5:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Riker, top of the circle, trying to pivot. Over guarding foul, Caleb McKinyon of the Indians. 5:44 left, initial period. Jackson Center 3, Cedarville 2. Ball fired in left corner. It is Mullenauer. He goes to one knee, loses the basketball. No, it was Regula who lost it. Here comes Cedarville. Dribbling down hard, it's Koning. Open player underneath. Available. Easy one. It is caught by Hunter Baldwin. Unmolested. Sosby comes off the court a little gimpy for the Tigers. Looks like an ankle.
Yeah, probably.
And that may have had something to do with the fact that Cedarville had a wide open man.
Yeah, they've got two baskets now against no defense.
Exactly. That was in the half court. Somebody fell asleep, perhaps, for Jackson Center as Hunter Baldwin, 6'3 senior, got behind the Tigers 5 and made one point blank range. Sosby on the bench at the moment. Fark is in. 4-3 Cedarville. Leaning in is Mullenauer. Below the foul stripe. 10-footer for the Tigers. It bounded off. Rebound down to Cedarville. Cedarville up one. Koning driving against Reese in the right corner. Out to Ramey. Jacks up a three. It grazed the rim. Rebound to Regula for the Tigers. Down one. Regula scoots up the floor. Top of the key. Hand off to Camden Reese. Three ball right wing in the air. Mullenauer drains it. 6-4 Tigers. Koning for Cedarville. Whips it to Peyton Heron. Heron, a 5'10 senior. Now Ramey. Here's Koning. Koning against Camden Reese. He's doubled at the foul line. Ball dealt to Peyton Heron. Behind the foul stripe, 18-footer, bangs off the rim. Rebound Jackson Center.
That was Fark. That was a heck of a rebound. Good job. He got bumped. They didn't call it.
Beautiful play by Fark. Here's Reichert off balance. He took it 60 feet. right down the right side of the lane with the left hand, kissed it in off the window. 8-4 Tigers. What a play by Riker, Chuck.
That was athletic.
Guards and forwards make that, not pivot men. 3:56 to go in the first. Jackson Center 8, Cedarville 4. You think this is the toughest club Jackson Center, Cedarville has played against all year?
I think that the Jackson Center is the toughest team, yes.
Yeah. Ramey open, a three, a line driver, all cord, 24-footer, Isaiah Ramey. 6'5" senior, he goes out on top and shoots from distance. Riker drives, feeds Mullenauer, right wing. No, it's Fark who launches. It's skidded off the rim. Tie up on the board. What do we have? A foul.
That was regular. Boy, that kid can just jump.
8-7. Jackson Center up 1. 3:26 to go first quarter. And Chuck, it's easy to say now. We thought so in the pregame. This is no 30-27 game like 1 year ago.
I don't think so.
No,
And that was a second foul on Caleb McKinnon. He's going to have to sit for a while now.
Fine out front player for Cedarville. Ball lobbed into Riker, top of the circle. Lets it go from 26. Rim, backboard, no. Rebound down to Ramey, who dribbles between the legs. Hop, step, and a jump into the lane over Regula. Banked it too hard. Oh, what a board by Regula. 3 minutes left, first quarter. 8-7 Jackson Center. Here's Mullenauer lobbing to Riker, short post. Back out on top to Mullenauer. Now to Camden Reese, who resets. Offensive spread. Reese head of the key. Coming out to catch, Regula. Straight on, Riker, 25 feet away. Here's Reese behind the screen. Throws right corner. Long three, Tigers in the air. Yes! Yes! Mullenauer! Woo! That was a bomb. High Archer.
Three threes now for him in the first quarter.
I tell you what, we talked about it in the pregame. When the Tigers get outside shooting from two or three young men, plus the scoring from Reichert on the inside, the orange and black can be really difficult to beat. 11-7, Tigers up 4. And we got the big 6'9 man in, Hayden Hansen. Little fadeaway 10-footer by him outside the lane on the left. It dances around, comes off a push on Jackson Center. Common ball out to Cedarville below the rim. Sizing up Hayden Hansen. Boy, he looks every bit of 6'8 to me.
Hey, I tell you, he also got away with one heck of a palm to get the ball into the lane.
Yeah, too. He did. Here's Ramey handing off to Trent Koning. He's the 18.5 scorer for Cedarville. Missed it, no good. Rebound, though, jerked down by Hansen to Ramey on the arc. It's wide right. Rebound, pinball all around. Riker with a block. It's loose on the deck. Traveling call against Cedarville.
Good defense. Good defense by Riker.
Oh, yes. It sure was.
He went up and didn't foul and made sure he got the block, and then he caused the travel.
And Riker got his mitts up on top of the leather. Cedarville had a short baseline J. Riker interfered with it. Cedarville got it back but walked. Minute 41 to go, first quarter. 11-7, Jackson Center. Baseline drive of Mullenauer. Oh, look at him go to work. And he draws the two-shot foul. That was done in a very cagey fashion by Mullenauer.
Well, I'll tell you, he had a streak in the middle of the season when we were watching them, and he was terrific. Then he kind of tailed off a little bit. This is a nice start for him here in the first quarter.
Free throw, Jace, got it. I like his last name. He will make a million in an hour. Mullenauer. First one, good. Second shot, Jace. Flexes the knees. No good. Hit the back rim. Rebound, Hansen of Cedarville. 12-7, Tigers. Minute 30 left. First quarter. Here comes Cedarville down. Top of the circle. It is Hunter Baldwin. He holds and holds. Goes left wing to Ramey. Straight away, Drew Koning, who's in, the brother of the leading scorer, Trent. Here's a drive down the right side of the lane by Cedarville to the rack. Peyton Heron missed it, no good. Rebound, Jackson Center, 3-on-2. A drive to the rim, shot no good. Below the basket, Mullenauer, great offensive rebound, and a foul on Cedarville.
The Cedarville coaches wanted to travel, and then he did travel. He shuffled both feet before he went back up.
Oh,
that was the correct call.
Oh, I missed it. I missed it. It's a walk. A tough call. Mullenauer worked his tail off. Tough break for Jackson Center. My mistake. I called it too soon. 48 seconds to go. First quarter. 12-7 Tigers. Here's a pickoff. Intercepted by Reichert. Muscles down the floor. No foul. No foul. Oh, Reichert was belted in the chest. Had his arms yanked. Tried to get the shot up. And this is already turned into a wrestling meet. Woo! Unbelievable.
My goodness. And they called a foul on Jackson on the rebound.
Foul on the Tigers on the board?
Yep.
I tell you what, it was a nicely worked first 7 minutes. The last minute has gotten away from the officials.
I'm not sure how they don't see Riker get hammered on.
Oh, he just got blown up. He was gutted. 22 seconds to go, first quarter. Good thing for Tiger fans. Jackson Center still leads 12-7. Tigers have played great defense against Cedarville. 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's a deep three, right corner. Trent Koning, it rimmed, it came out. 7 seconds left. Tigers have got it go. Up the floor to Regula. 30-footer, wide right. Rebound saved inbounds. It goes to Cedarville, and the quarter concludes. Despite a couple of bad calls late in the second, Jackson is on top. Tigers 12, Cedarville 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, starting a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Hey, you've got to stop by the Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Services include local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins, full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, immunizations, rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment, results in 15 minutes, 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Well, here we go. Second quarter just underway. Cedarville possession. Here's a 30-foot three ball to start the period. It is missed badly by Trent Koning. Long board to Hansen. Right back to Trent. Down the lane. Layup. Got it. Up a second shot chance for Cedarville. And the Indians made the Tigers pay. 12-9. Jackson Center up three. Riker top of the circle. Dribbling. Needs help. Needs help. Goes outside the arc on the left to Mullenauer. Straight away to Reese. Sosby still on the bench nursing the ankle. Chuck.
Yeah, he's over there. They got him doing some stretches and running and lateral movement to see if he can do it.
Reese, Mullenauer, deep right corner. Back out to Reichert. Ball thrown to the left flank. That's Fark. On top, Regula. Long bomb. 29-footer. Hits it. Woo! Regula.
Nice.
Oh, that was really deep. And you know what? Carson knew it when he let it go.
That was perfect form.
15-9. Tigers up six. 6:45 to go, second quarter. Here's the big 6'8½. Hansen at the foul line for Cedarville. Flips it out back to Ramey. Ramey, a big 6'5" guard. And he hits a jumper. Ramey pours one in. Was he a step in front of the arc, Chuck?
Oh, yeah, that was a two.
Long two, 15-11. Jackson Center in the lead by four. Shot fake by the Tigers. Into the lane goes Fark. A pull-up, Jay. Bingo!
Nice.
Woo! Nolan Fark on the money. 17-11 Tigers. Here is Trent Koning, star player for Cedarville. Dribbling. Picked up by Camden Reese. Koning, 25 feet out, 20 feet away. Whips a pass right corner. Here's a three ball jacked up by McKinnon. Way short. Loose ball midcourt. 2-on-1 Tigers. Fast break layup. Good! Camden Reese on the finish. Good assist from Reichert. The two big men ran the floor.
And nobody's underneath again.
Oh my goodness. Wide open player. Caleb McKinnon caught it behind the Tiger 5, but blew it. A cripple. Point blank range. Here's Reichert down the lane for Jackson Center. Off balance. Awkward. No. But he attracted a two-shot situation.
Boy, how the heck did he miss that shot?
I tell you what, Cedarville has missed some gimmies. Some gimmies. And Jackson Center has managed to jump out to an 8-point lead. Two free throws for Reichert. Good on the first one. 20-11.
I guess as important, how did he get away twice with nobody within 20 feet of him?
Well, that's the question Scott Elkert will ask.
I'm sure he's getting ready to talk about
during this Cedarville timeout. 5.5 to go till halftime. 9-point lead, Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Brushy is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Oh, it's action-packed. Jackson Center 20, Cedarville 11. Tigers within 10 points of the grand total they scored last year.
Yep, that's hard.
In the district title game against Cedarville when they won it 30-27. Reichert gets a very favorable hop on the rim.
Yeah, it was hard when he let it go. It hit the flange, went straight up and back, came down through.
Second free throw in, high in the air, about 8 feet off the iron, and it plummeted right down through the twine. 21-11, Jackson Center's biggest lead. Ramey in the right corner, below the basket, it's Reichert. Reichert's not fouled yet. Here's a bounce pass on the arc for Jackson, or I should say for Cedarville. Here's a drive down the left side of the lane. Trent Koning, left-handed, banked it home. That's the brilliant Trent Koning right there.
That was a big basket for Cedarville. They could have lost touch here the way things were sliding.
Lead is 8 for the Tigers at 21-13. Koning with a nice left-handed move. Reichert straight away, popping out to catch Camden Reese. Here's Fark, long distance to Reichert. Ramey's on his back. Team fouls, 5 on Cedarville. Jackson Center, Chuck, has been playing defense very carefully, aggressive defense, but not fouling. Only 2 so far on the Tigers. 4:38 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center 21, Cedarville 13. The winner meets Tri-Village at 8 next Tuesday in the second regional semifinal. The first one on Tuesday at 5:30. Bodkins versus Newark Catholic. Popping out to catch is Carson Regula. Ball whipped back into Reichert. Goes to work with the 6'8 Hansen. Can't shoot. Feeds it back out to Regula. Long, high archer off the heel. Oh, what a rebound down inside by Mullenauer. Mullenauer got the board. Can't call him for walking there. Oh, it looked like a foul on the wrist by Cedarville. It's a jump. Tigers do get the arrow.
No, that's good. That was a heck of a rebound.
And from the baseline, Fark will trigger it in. Bounces low on the left. It's Regula. Regula goes up, and the 6'8.5 Hampson blocks it. Down the floor to Ramey. Ramey palmed it. Yes, sir. Traveling.
He started to throw a pass, and it wasn't there, and he held up.
Right. 21-13, Jackson Center. 4:13 to go in the second quarter. Sosby still on the bench, nursing a slightly twisted ankle. Fark is playing for him at a guard for the Tigers. Nolan Fark, a 6'1" sophomore who shoots it really well. Fark's got it right now. Gives it up to Reichert, top of the key. Reichert of the bounce, near side Mullenauer. Checked there by Baldwin. Top of the circle, Reese. Back to Mullenauer, right wing. Steps inside the arc, lets it fly. Bullseye! That was a long 2, I think.
Yeah, he's got 9 points.
Here's Hansen, forecourt left for Cedarville, which is down 10 again, 23-13. Here's Koning. Koenig behind one screen, another. Foul line, hemmed in. Gives it up to a three-point shooter, Peyton Heron. Then right back to Koenig. It is missed off the back brace. Long rebound, Riker. Two on two. Hand off to Camden Reese. Blocked away by Hanson. Cedarville starts up the floor and a foul.
Yeah, it was good defense that time. I thought they had the layup.
3:18 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center 23, Cedarville 13. Here come the Indians to midcourt. Trent Koenig on the bounce. Boy, have the Tigers held him in check.
Yeah, and you can tell he's pretty good. He's got four this quarter.
Hunter Baldwin to Koenig, straight away. Almost a three ball by Heron. Thought about it, didn't let it fly. Here's Ramey, shot fake. Cedarville now a bit gun shy from distance. Indians have not shot it well. Here's Koenig, foul line against Reese, right down the lane. Forces one up and in. That was special. Well done, Trent Koenig. 18 and a half a game. Superb player. 23-15 Tigers. Here's Fark into the left corner. On top to Regula. Steps back, shoots the three off the back brace. Oh, what a rebound underneath. Camden Reese.
Wow.
Camden Reese got the board. Sticks it in. Strong play, Camden Reese. Terrific offensive rebound. 25-15 Tigers. Koenig behind the foul stripe. Fadeaway 16-footer. Off the flange, no good. Rebound Ramey. In, out, in, out. Rebound Tigers. What a save by Riker. Outlet to Regula. Tigers up 10. 2 minutes to go. Second quarter.
You better be strong with the ball when you rebound because they're letting them beat the heck out of each other.
Oh, it's physical. It's physical. These have got to be football refs.
Well, I'm sorry. You know, they're letting both teams do it, so.
Here's Regula. Here's Fark. Hits the cutter, Reichert. Reichert back to Fark. Squeezes into the lane. Missed it from 10. Big rebound, Reichert. Had to be fouled. No call. Ball jammed out of bounds by Cedarville.
I'm not sure it wasn't all ball. I mean, it looked like the ball came. He started to go up, and it looked like the hand went straight down on the ball.
Oh, boy. Yet Sosby coming back in. Mullenauer gets a breather. Dynamite first half for Jace.
Yes, that's why you get Sosby back out there, because now you can rest him before you had to let him keep playing.
10-point game. Jackson Center in the lead, 25-15. And I tell you what, you get down against the Tigers by 10, I don't care at what stage of the game it might be, you're in trouble.
Well, they shoot free throws well, and they do take care of the basketball.
Here is Sosby, 25 feet away, to Reichert on the arc. Back out to Regula, 1:14 to go, second quarter. Handoff on the play to Camden Reese. Offensive foul. Yep, he threw an elbow. Good defense by Cedarville. That triggered it. And Koenig took it right in the chops.
They might be calling it flagrant.
Yep, it is. It is. Oh, my goodness. I'm not sure I agree with that call. It looked to me like the guarding was extremely tight.
You're taught to pull the ball through. I mean, right. If you got a guy standing in your area and you pull through, you got to give him room to move.
Yep, Chuck, you took the words right from my mouth. I disagree with the call. Free throw, Koenig, good. 25-16, Jackson Center. It's a two-shot Tech. Then the ball out of bounds. Flagrant foul call. Koenig drills them both. You know, Chuck, the way the game has been so loosely called, not tight at all, that call right there is inconsistent.
Well, Tyler Lee's the one that came over and made him call it the flagrant foul, and I think it was an absolutely terrible call.
Yeah, I agree. Bush leg. Very inconsistent with the way the game has been officiated so far.
Tyler's from Piqua. I see him all the time. I'm going to have a chat with him when I see him again.
Yeah, let him know what I think, too. 25-17, Jackson Center up 8, a minute to go first half, Cedarville ball. Otherwise, the game has been consistently refereed. They're letting him play both ends of the floor. It's been rough and tumble. That's why that call was out of place. 45 seconds left, first half. Koenig, top of the circle. Shake and bake down the lane.
Wow.
Look at him go. Scooper, good. Trent Koenig starting to go to work.
Yeah, the 10-point quarter going.
10 for Koenig in the second, as Chuck said. 25-19 Tigers. Half minute remaining till halftime. Jackson Center would love a goal before the break. Team fouls, five on Cedarville. Tigers not yet in a 1-on-1. Reichert stands at midcourt. Koenig greets him. Reichert wants to drive. 14 to go. Ball dealt back to Camden Reese with 10, with 9, with 8. Here's Reichert. Straight away Sosby. Hand off to Reese. They look for a three-point shooter. Left side Regula. High left. Jacks it up and makes it. Makes it. Carson Regula. 28-footer. Well guarded. My goodness gracious. Woo, it was a late dish off to Regula. He had about a third of a second check to let it fly. He did and buried it.
I thought they held it too long, but boy, they got it right down to the buzzer.
And Cedarville walks off the floor flustered, frustrated, not pleased.
Jackson ran off the floor.
Yeah.
They're walking off the floor.
Yeah, the nonverbal language significantly different. What a first half for Jackson Center. 28 points. They scored 30 last year against Cedarville. 30-27. Lead here, 28-19. Tigers by 9. It's our radio break. This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Halftime at Vandalia Butler. Jackson Center possesses a 9-point cushion, 28-19 over Cedarville. Brilliant first half by the Tigers. Our halftime report brought to you by AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Well, they've got a 15-8 rebounding advantage, 5-2 on the offensive boards. They only turned it twice in the first half. Mm-hmm. Cedarville only turned it three times in the first half. Well played game by both. 3-4 from the free throw line for the Tigers. Cedarville 2-2. Individual scoring. Trent Koning had 10. He scored them all in the second, actually probably the last half of the second quarter.
Right.
Then they got 5 from Ramey. They got 2 from Caleb McKinnon. They got 2 from Hunter Baldwin. They scored 7 and 12, 19 for the half. Jackson led by Carson Regular, 3 threes for 9 points. Jace Mullenauer had 9 points also, 4 for Reichert, 4 for Camden Reese, 2 for Nolan Fark. They scored 12 and 16. They lead it 28 to 19 at the half.
Chuck, this is exactly what head coach Scott Elkert and I talked about. 28 points for the Tigers, 4 for Aiden Reichert.
Yeah, I mean, they got 18 out of Regular Mullenauer. Those two were terrific.
Yeah.
And the fact that they've got a 7-rebound advantage in the first half is just a testament to how hard those young men play.
Yeah, and you can really tell that Cedarville is not battle-tested. This Shelby County Athletic League defense is not, absolutely not, like the softer defense that Cedarville sees in the OHC, the Ohio Heritage Conference, all year long.
No, they don't. They don't see anything like this.
No.
And boy, believe me, it's a 9-point game. This isn't over. Cedarville's got a lot of firepower, and Jackson's going to have another good half to close this one out.
Yep. Take care of the ball. Take good shots. Run some clock. Halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. At Jackson Center, 28, Cedarville, 19. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
About 3 minutes left before the start of our third quarter. The winner of this game comes back on Tuesday night to play at 8 against Tri-Village, which routed New Miami in the previous game here today at Vandalia Butler. In game 1 at 11, in case you missed it, Botkins 50, and the Trojans' opponent, forgotten who they were.
Fayetteville.
Help me.
Fayetteville.
Fayetteville Perry. Yep. 50-33, Botkins victorious, and Newark Catholic awaits Botkins Tuesday, 5:30, in the first regional semifinal here at Vandalia Butler in boys D4. Don't forget tonight, tip-off 7, airtime 6:30, Fort Loramie girls, Tri-Village girls. It's the girls D4 regional championship. Jackson Center Tigers feature 5 seniors on this club. They are recognized by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. Thanks so much to LaCal. a long-time sponsor since our start, got us off the ground. We couldn't have had the beginning we did in 2006 without the support from LaCal Equipment. Thanks so much to all the staff, associates, Roger Dietrich, Mary Lee Smock at LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Those Tiger seniors, Ian Platfoot, Ryan West, Aiden Reichert, Trevor Sosby, and Jacob Vetter, the seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers. Thank you so much, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Say, what's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, it's Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands. And for your home, Dickman's got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, or standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Dickman Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, Marysville, DickmanSupply.com. Up Cedarville ball to start the third. Jackson Center up 9, 28-19. Ball passed outside the lane to the right. Oh, a nifty bank shot. Pumped up and in. Nice job by Caleb McKinnon, 6'2 senior. Played taller than that there. Made a leaping catch and flipped in a bank shot. Here's a steal. A steal by Trent Koning. Koning blisters down the floor. Layup good. Cedarville. Phenomenal start to the second half.
Yeah, well, just a really poor pass.
Yep. Big bucket to Cedarville. Then an interception on a telegraph throw by the Tigers. Layup at the other end by Koning. And Koning's into double digits now after a terrific second quarter. Here's Mullenauer. Mullenauer at the elbow on the right. 16-footer. Grazed the rim. No good. Rebound Cedarville. Here come the Indians. 28-23. Jackson Center. We played a minute here in the third. Tigers led by 9. 28-19 at the break. Two very quick Cedarville hoops. Koning goes to work on the arc to Ramey. Long one, 27-footer, no good, off the heel. Long rebound, Tigers. Long throw to Reichert. What a pass by Mullenauer. Layup, missed it, but he's butchered on the arm.
Yep.
He was cracked pretty hard. Two shots for Reichert.
That was a smart foul.
Say, don't forget, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, has got a super deal through the end of the month. It has been really popular. You get free, that's right, free, a 55,000 BTU 5-burner liquid propane gas grill when you purchase your kitchen cabinets from Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Aiden Reichert nails both foul shots.
He's 4-for-4 now.
And the lead for Jackson Center is 7, 30-23. More about that great deal at Jackson Center Pro Hardware in a moment. On the dribble, 30 feet away, Peyton Heron. Heron into the right corner, still in the bounce. Hands it off to a teammate, gets it back. Wants to go to Ramey. Ramey's not shot it real well. He's averaging 16. Shot fake left corner, Cedarville, drive into the lane, stolen, knocked away by the Tigers, stolen right back though by Trent Koning. He guns a three for Cedarville, swish, swish!
And they had the steal and then they put the ball down in traffic and gave it right back to him.
Koning's up near what, 17, 18?
He's got 15.
15. He's 3.5 short of his average. Outside the arc on the left, Mullenauer open, Tigers. He's available. Guns a long one. It is off the back brace. climbs to the top of the backboard, comes down, goes in. It's ruled. It grazed the bottom of the clock.
I don't think it did.
No.
I think it hit the top of the backboard. It did not hit the clock.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Iffy call. Shot went in. 3 points on the board for the Tigers, taken away.
You don't make a call unless you see it. You don't just assume something happened.
Right. Here's a bad pass by Cedarville. Into backcourt goes Regula. Regula on a horse race. Gallops to the rim. Foul. Cedarville. 30-26. Cedarville has clawed back within four. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Yeah, that shot by Mullenauer hit the heel, went way up in the air, touched the top of the glass. Don't think it hit the bottom of the clock.
It didn't.
Came down and swished. Real tough.
And
tough.
Like I said, if you're an official, if you actually see it hit it, but you can't go, it probably did, and make the call.
Two free throws by Regula. The first, front rim, backboard, and down through. The second, circles and comes out. 31-26 Tigers. 5:15 to go in the third. Ramey top of the circle. Feeds 25 feet away to Peyton Heron. Heron down inside to Caleb McKinnon. A power move. 8-footer. Banked it in. McKinnon going to work.
Yeah, their seniors are taking over.
31-28. Tigers lead only three. It was 9 at the break. Reichert to Sosby. Jackson Center needs a couple of real good possessions. Regula open. Left wing. 16-footer inside the arc. No, a little strong. Overplay by Cedarville. Left Regula available. Deep three, Cedarville. Long one left corner. Pumped up there by Baldwin. Way short. Bad shot. Here comes Regula on the go. Down the floor for the Tigers. Gives it up. Gets it back. Foul line. Goes to Reichert. Reichert high rights. 4:24 to go in the third. Tigers up 3, 31-28. Here's a long, high-arching three by Regula. What do we have? Shot short.
They were hanging on to Reichert.
Reichert was nearly dragged to the floor away from the basket.
What?
What'd they call?
They called the foul on Sosby.
Foul on Sosby? Away from the action?
That's got to be wrong.
No.
They just gave him the wrong number.
Oh, now the referees.
There's
score.
No 33 for
referees.
Cedarville.
Referees, scores table, players on the floor, all miscommunicating at the moment. This is a mix-up. And I'm looking down to the right to the evaluators of the officials, and they've got their arms crossed. Well, we're stuck at 4:19 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center up 3.
They fouled Reichert.
Yep, 31-28. Tigers lead should be Jackson Center ball out of bounds. Cedarville picks up the personal. Trent Koning has number 1 called on him right there. That's what we saw.
Yeah, I don't know how. But
Tigers inbounding, big possession below the rim. Looking is Fark. Way out on top to Regula. He catches foul line. Throws right flank to Fark. Available. 3-ball. He hurled it in. Big bucket by Nolan Fark. In off the bench. 34-28. Koning coming back. He rifles one through. 26-footer by Koning. Boy, it's a shooting match right now.
It is a shootout.
34-31. Tigers up 3. 3:55 to go, third quarter. Top of the circle, Reese. Ball knocked away momentarily by Baldwin. Heron sticks a hand in there. Tigers retain it. Left side pass to Fark. Cedarville trying to match Jackson Center's first half intensity here. Tigers settle for a long 3 by Reichert, and it's way short. Cedarville a chance to tie. Koning down the floor in the lane. 7-footer. It is short. Loose ball rebound right corner. Gobbled up by Koning. Fadeaway 26-footer. In, out, no good. Rebound Cedarville. It's good. And a foul. Peyton Heron, 5'10 senior, in among the big boys. Made a tremendous offensive rebound and got the roll. Backboard rim and in. A made free throw ties this game up. 3:19 left, third quarter. Foul shot, Cedarville's Heron, and he pops it home. 34-34. 15 points now for Cedarville here in the third quarter. Even Steven. 3:06 left. Third period of play. Here's Fark, right wing. Fark for Jackson Center. Looks for Regula. Goes to Riker. Got to get him involved. Little jump stop in the lane. Nice. Seven-footer. Banked it down. Aiden Riker on cue. 2:50 left. Third quarter. Tigers up two. Koning going to work. Drives down the lane. All the way to the rack. Flips it in. And a foul. He is magical right now.
My goodness. He has 20.
That is exactly why Scott Elkert said to me, Chuck, what he did. He said, Koning reminds him of Masteller, of Anna.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Koning for the lead. It is a free throw made right on the button. And Cedarville has wiped out a 9-point deficit and leads by one. 37-36. They wiped it out in 5 minutes. 2:38 to go, third quarter. Foul, midcourt, Cedarville. Ramey picks it up. Jackson Center's got to weather the storm.
Well, you knew Cedarville had a run in them.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're too good of a basketball team to not. So now this is where Jackson has got to turn the corner and get a run of their own going.
Here is Camden Reese, 25 feet away, on the arc to Fark. Fark's spin move, picks up his dribble, goes to Reichert. Guarded by Ramey. Aiden goes baseline. He's doubled to Fark, to Regula. Deep left corner, Camden Reese. Back to Carson. Carson looks inside for Reichert. Reichert against Ramey. He backs him down. Backs him down. Shovels on the arc. Three-point shot in the air. Short. Loose ball rebound. Reichert. What an effort in the right corner. Saves it to Reese. To Regula. Down the lane. Shot fake. Up. In. Out. No good. Tough break. Rebound. Cedarville. Cedarville up one. Koning baseline right. Around two players. Reverse layup. He's got it. He's got it. Here come the Indians. Cedarville 39, Jackson Center 36. An amazing period for Trent Koning, 6'2 senior. And let's see what's been called on the sideline.
A warning.
A warning issued to the Jackson Center bench about what, I'm not sure.
My guess is that one of the assistants told them that they sucked and they didn't care for it.
Under two to play, third quarter. Cedarville in the lead by three. They've outscored the Tigers by a dozen in this canto. High right, it's Riker. Tigers need a bucket in the worst way. The drive by Aiden. Tries to make a pass to the top of the circle. Deflected by Ramey into the hands of a teammate. Here comes Cedarville quickly down the floor. Caleb McKinnon barges into the lane. Defensive foul, Jackson Center. You talk about a momentum shift.
Well, when you got somebody like Koning going off on you, there's absolutely not much you can do about it.
Nope. Here's McKinnon at the stripe. Free throw, in and out, no good. 39-36, Cedarville by three. Cedarville trailed by nine when this quarter began. Minute 23 left in the third. McKinnon again. Back rim, high in the air, and right down through. Lucky bounce.
21-8 this quarter.
Yep, Tigers defense has been shredded. That's
Yeah, Koning is killing them.
Yep, that's all there is to it. Jackson Center's usual reliable D has been shredded. Uh-oh, look out. Chase Mullenauer behind the screen. High point left side. Buried it. Mullenauer a bomb. That's big.
That's what Jackson has to do. They got to keep taking the shots they were making in the first half.
Exactly.
They got to keep taking them.
And Mullenauer can do it. He's a bold young man. Good shooting touch. Fine score from the perimeter. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. That three by Mullenauer shaved the deficit from 4-1. 40-39, Cedarville. 34-33, 32 seconds to go. Third quarter. What a game. District championship at stake. Winner takes on Tri-Village, 8 o'clock on Tuesday in a regional semifinal. Cedarville going to play for one. They're dribbling near midcourt. Team foul situation, four each way. 12, 11, 10. Guess who's got the ball? It's Koning. Koning around one player, around another. Left-hand layup is in. Oh, he's brilliant. 3 seconds left. Here's Fark into the forecourt. Long three-pointer, left side of the floor. Bangs off the iron. Jackson Center led by 9 at intermission. The Tigers are down 3 when we return to start the 4th on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Well, as we were talking about several minutes ago, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, has got a great deal. You get kitchen cabinets. You get kitchen cabinets. You got to pay for them. They're beauties. Well done. 25 colors and styles to choose from. You save up to 50% on such cabinets compared to those at the big box stores. You get these kitchen cabinets at reduced prices when you buy the cabinets, and along with the purchase, you get free. You get free a 55,000 BTU, 5-burner, liquid propane gas grill. Hope I didn't confuse you. But that's Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com. Well, the Tigers open the 4th quarter with a bang. Camden Reese, a nifty left-handed drive. He broke down the lane and kissed it in right off the square. 42-41, Cedarville by 1. Boy, this game has swung like a pendulum here in the second half. And Koning is going to back it out near center court for Cedarville, which leads by a point. Boy, his driving has been miraculous. Here's a step-back three by Koning. That was too much to ask for. He missed it badly. Long rebound, Cedarville. Three ball outside the arc. Right wing, Maharin. It rimmed. But Cedarville gets another offensive board.
Well, Jackson has such an outstanding rebounding first half, and now they're getting pounded on the boards.
6:55 to go in the game. Here's Reese guarding out front against Koning. Look at Koning go to work. He whips three defenders. He whipped three. Took it to the rim. Up and good.
He's got 27. And he didn't score in the first quarter.
Spectacular performance by Koning of Cedarville. 27 points in the span of about 17 minutes. Outside the arc, high left, it's Reese. Reese straight away to Regula. 44-41, Cedarville. Near side, Fark. Deep left corner, Camden Reese. Here's Regula, top of the circle. Riker comes out to catch. They clear the 4 for Aiden. Baseline left, 8-footer, bingo!
Wow.
Nicely done. Cleared the floor for Aiden on the left side, and he did his thing. 44-43, Cedarville up 1. 6 minutes to go, 4th quarter. Dribble drive, Heron, then comes back out. They go to Ramey. Ramey 25 feet away. Cedarville spreads the floor. They want to drive you with Koning. He's been a magician. He stands about 6'2", 6'2 and a half.
I would let him go ahead and use a little clock here, because they haven't shown that they can stop Koning at all.
Yeah, I agree. You got to outscore Cedarville by 2 points.
Yep. Just let them run a little bit of clock here.
Yeah,
shorten the game.
Right. Whether it's the final several minutes, during which you've got to outscore Cedarville by 2, or the final few minutes. Whether it's 3 or 5, doesn't matter. Gives Jackson Center a little bit of a respite. Clock winding down. 5:07, 5:06. Ramey 35 feet away. Now to Koning. Koning near the arc. Now retreats to midcourt, under 5 to go in the 4th quarter. Cedarville 44, Jackson Center 43. Tigers not guarding, allowing Cedarville to shave seconds off the clock. I look to my left, head coach Scott Elkert and his coaches are talking strategy at the moment. Do you come out, pressure and guard, force the issue? Or if you're Jackson Center, do you turn this into a 2.5, 3-minute game?
And what you have to guard against the fact that right there, Mullenauer lost his man. He was just mesmerized by watching the dribble. If Koenig would have been looking inside, they had a layup.
Right. Well, we're down to 4:19 to go. Cedarville 44, Jackson Center 43. Tigers led 28-19 at halftime. But it's been an outstanding 25-point second half for Cedarville. Now Koenig passes it to Ramey. He throws it right back to Koenig. Down to Heron in the left corner. Heron's bottled up. They shoot the ball from there. Wow, that was unexpected. It missed badly. Break Tigers. Goodness gracious.
That's a thank you very much shot.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere. Reichert foul line. Left corner, Regula. Regula trying to get a screen. Dart to the foul stripe. Goes to Fark. Right corner, Mullenauer. Mullenauer swings it on top. Little avenue down the lane. He's boxed in. Can't shoot. Flips it behind him to Fark. Fark's nearly fouled. 35 feet away. Ball thrown deep right corner to Reese. Skip pass to Regula. 20-footer left corner. Good! Good! Oh, the Tigers worked the ball beautifully. Outsmarting the Cedarville defense.
I didn't understand Cedarville. I mean, I had no problem with them. Go ahead and slowing the game down there. And I thought Jackson did a good job of letting them run some clock. What a horrible shot they took after doing all that. Some kid who hadn't shot the ball all day decides he's going to launch a three from the corner.
Crazy. Crazy. And Regula came down after the Tigers worked it really hard for, what, a good half minute?
Yep.
Regula left corner. Got it all the way.
Well, they went for the steal, and they found Regula in the corner. Right. There was nobody there, no rotation.
Yeah, Cedarville went for the overplay on the steal. That left Regula free. Timeout was called by Cedarville, 46-44. Jackson Center ahead by two, 3:21 to go in the fourth quarter. Poor shot selection by Cedarville.
Yep.
And great shot selection by Jackson Center.
That was Heron, number five, that took that shot from the corner.
Yep. Here's Ramey. Here's Koenig into the lane. Shovels to a teammate. Shot blocked across the rim. Great play, Jackson Center. Loose ball, rebound, left corner. It's Fark. It's Mullenauer. Tigers come out of there with it. Physical play. And Jackson Center won the hard-nosed battle on the backboard.
And you better be a man when you're in there rebounding.
Oh, it looked like the post player for Cedarville had a shot from point-blank range.
I don't know how he missed it. I think Reichert got a little bit of it.
Oh, yeah, Reichert grazed it off the rim. Here's a drive from the left corner. It's Regula. Regula to the rack. Regula to the rack. Two straight goals by Regula. 5 points in a row. Jackson Center up four. Terrific play by Regula. A long three-pointer, then a dandy drive on the baseline. Here's a three, jacked up by Ramey, right wing. Yes, yes, for Cedarville. Wow. What a game.
Yeah, it's been a great game.
What a week. What a week. 48-47. Jackson Center up one. 2:16 to go. Fourth quarter. Reichert top of the circle. Very critical possession here. Outside the arc on the right, it's Fark. Oh, Fark throws it away. Fark throws it behind Mullenauer. It goes out of bounds. Yep, Cedarville now. A chance to go up by one or two. 48-47.
Tigers got to keep an eye on Koenig.
Yep, Tigers lead up by one. Under two left in this game. Here's Koenig. Reese pursues him. Koenig 30 feet out. Reese on him. Koenig wants to drive. Can't do it. Goes to Heron. Heron to Ramey, who's coming off a long made triple. Minute 35 to go. Going right to the wire. Final possession. Ramey wants to drive. Goes foul line. Herky jerky move. Lost it. Gave it to Heron. Back to Koenig. Reese on him. 30 feet away. Koenig, step back three, 27-footer.
Wow.
Count it. Count it. What a shot. What a shot.
My goodness.
50-48 Cedarville. Minute nine to go. Jackson Center's got the score. Between the rings, it's Reese. Reese down the right side. Comes back near side to Mullenauer. to Reichert. Reichert, left corner, Fark. Fark's covered up, can't shoot. Looks for Reichert on the inside. Oh, we've got an offensive foul. Offensive foul on Reichert. That's a tough one to take. The two players clearly got tangled up.
He got pulled down from behind. How do you foul somebody when you're in front?
Yep. I couldn't see it really well. Couldn't see it.
I was looking right at it.
Yep.
My goodness.
That's a tough one.
These guys have been absolutely horrible.
Cedarville possession up two after the long triple by Koning, who has been spectacular. How many for him now, Chuck?
He's now got 30.
I was going to guess 30.
Oh, yeah. He's been the difference. My goodness. What an outstanding basketball player.
Riemann Drywall in Anna offers professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for homes and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation, R-E-A-M-A-N, Riemann Drywall in Anna. A call away, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Pendulum swings quickly back and forth here in the fourth quarter. 90 seconds to go. Jackson Center, after 5 points by Regula, appeared to be in business.
I've never seen that official across the floor there. With any luck, I'll never see him again.
I tell you what, Cedarville.
They're playing really well. Yeah. I'm not taking anything away from them at all.
Indians, last minute and a half, have been super, super. Here's Koning going to work. Foul line, loops it down inside. Then he gets it back on the arc, doesn't shoot. 40 seconds to go. Here's Camden Reese fouling Koning out on the arc. Cedarville's up two. Jackson Center will have to foul. That's six. Next one sends the Indians to the line, and they'll keep it in Koning's hand. You may have to foul him. He's an 84% free throw shooter. Tigers try to chase him, try to hook him. They do. Fark on the foul. Koning at the line. 1-1 for Cedarville's best player. Trent Koning at the stripe. Game on the line. Cedarville 50. Jackson Center 48. 32.6 to go. Free throw by Koning. Looks wide right. It is. It is. Reichert jerks down the rebound. Tigers can tie or take the lead. A two ball evens the score. A triple might be victory. 20 seconds to go. Reichert down the lane. Stops right in front. Puts up a five-footer. It dances around and comes off. No good. Rebound Cedarville. Reichert over the back. Reichert shot. Skimmed off the rim. It was so close. It was only about a 9 or 10 footer. Let's see what's been ruled. 18.5 to go. Cedarville gets a timeout. Cedarville gets a timeout. Team foul 8 on Jackson Center. Does Cedarville shoot the 1-1, Chuck?
It has to be.
Right. Well, Cedarville will be back at the stripe momentarily. Two free throws from the Indians make it a two-possession game.
Yeah, well, Jackson had their chances, but too much Trent Koning, man.
Yeah, too much Koning.
And Ramey hit that three, which he hadn't done anything all day long, and then he made a three. But that's what seniors do.
The Tigers had one sloppy cross-court pass, and that was an empty possession that really hurt. Koning has pulled a rabbit out of the hat here in the second half for Cedarville.
Well, I've not seen anybody. I saw the district player of the year. I see the runner-up district player of the year. I've not seen anybody better than him.
Right. No doubt. 18.5 to go. Cedarville 50. Jackson Center 48. And Cedarville should be shooting the 1-1, why not?
It must not have been a foul.
Must not have been a foul. 7 in Jackson Center. Cedarville inbounds to Koning. 16, 15. Koning up the side of the floor. He's out of bounds. He tried to create a defensive foul. Walked the tightrope. right in front of the Tigers bench. He was on the stripe.
Yeah. Well, if it would have been a foul call, it would have been a charge.
Oh, it should have been. Yes. That's what I was thinking first. 14 to go. Jackson Center behind the two. 50 to 48. We'll keep it right here. Your local Lennox dealer, Stephen Tedds. 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. It's your local Lennox dealer, proudly offering the finest heating, cooling, and indoor air quality products. Steve Hooker, Ted Burning, began Steve and Ted's way back in 2002, and they built a great reputation ever since. Steve and Ted's, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Here we go. Final 14 seconds. Big turnover by Koning and Cedarville. Jackson Center with a bucket or two free throws. Ties. Keep in mind, only four fouls on Cedarville.
Yeah, they got two to give.
Yeah, which can be extremely aggressive out on the floor. They've got to commit to three more in order for Jackson Center to shoot. So the Indians can play very, very tight. 14 seconds to go. Jackson Center lines up. Fark set to throw it in. Another timeout by Cedarville. 50 to 48 Cedarville. 14 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Oh, what a game, Chuck. What a week this has been.
Well, the Anna game was just, I mean, left me breathless. This has been just a fantastic game. The Fort Laramie-Minster game for three quarters was just a barn burner. Yep. Until Laramie pulled away. Yeah, it's been a great 3 days.
Yeah, nothing decided. Well, in three of the four, nothing decided until the last millisecond.
Yep. Yep.
And here in this one, it's 50-48. Jackson Center down two. 14 ticks on the clock. Inbounded Fark. Throws backcourt. It's caught by Reese. There's a foul by Cedarville. Jackson Center will throw it in again. Team foul five on the Indians. They can give up one more. Now the ball goes to backcourt where Jackson Center was bumped. Got a longer way to go. It's inbounded to Reese. Timeline, 10 seconds left. Reese, top of the key. Reese, left corner. Looks for a teammate. Ball is dropped. Picked up by Regula. Regula tries to pass it or shoot it. The ball is jerked away from him. Cedarville covers it up. 1 second to go. Cedarville ball. Really tough sequence there for the Tigers. Cedarville got highly physical. Jackson Center did not handle it cleanly out on the arc. As Cedarville really pinched the Tigers as they tried to run their motion offense and get an open look from three-point territory or dump it down into Reichert. Great D by Cedarville. A second remaining. Cedarville up two, 50 to 48, Indians ball. And barring
a McCain-Finkenbein play.
Exactly. Yeah, barring what we saw last night in the Anna Greenview game at the finish, this game belongs to the Indians. Jackson Center down by two, outscored by 11 in the second half. We talked earlier today, Chuck, about how coming into this game tonight with Koning being such a sharpshooter, Jackson Center was maybe in our book a slight underdog.
Well, yeah, and quite honestly, in the first half, Jackson did everything they needed to do.
Sure did.
In the second half, Koning took over, but Jackson just didn't make the plays. And that one right there, you know, I don't know if he got fouled or not, but they're probably not going to call that.
No, couldn't even get a shot. Ball inbound to Ramey. Ramey catches far corner, throws it toward the basket. It bounces out of bounds. Buzzer sounds. It's over. Jackson Center is edged 50 to 48 by Cedarville. No regional semifinal for Jackson Center, as here in the district title game, Cedarville bumps out the Tigers by a bucket, 50 to 48. Heck of a game. Cedarville with a terrific second half.
Well,
Indians deserved it. Outplayed the Tigers the last 16 minutes.
Koning was the real deal.
I tell you what, we've seen a lot of players like Reichert and Finkenbein and Masteller all year long, Chuck. This Koning for Cedarville tops the list.
Well, I mean, we saw him do exactly what they needed him to do, man. It was impressive.
50-48, Cedarville defeats Jackson Center in the district title game here tonight at Vandalia Butler. Victress Health and Wellness, 307 East Main in Anna, the leader in wellness enhancement, specializing in chronic pain, weight loss, and autoimmune conditions. As a functional medicine specialist, Dr. Lisa Marino uses state-of-the-art testing to personalize your treatment plan and exceed your health goals. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain, give Dr. Marino a call, 937-232-5237, or visit victorishealth.com. Claim your free consultation. Victor's Health and Wellness, Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine. And by the way, Lisa Marino, the wife of Anna football coach Nick Marino, whose club won the state championship in D6 football in 2019.
We'll give Cedarville credit, but that was the poorest called basketball game I've seen in the tournament.
It was subpar. It did not match the quality of the opponents on the floor.
It's a shame.
Yeah, it did not match the lofty level of this game. No doubt about it. And there was confusion among the referees.
Well, I don't know what they were on that, the Riker one. If it wasn't a foul, what was it?
Exactly. But Koning for Cedarville wills a team to victory in about as big a way as a player could do just that.
Yeah, they didn't get a whole lot out of anybody else. They got 8 points out of Ramey, which is half his average. They got 7 out of Caleb McKinnon, which is 2 over his average.
Right.
But Koning got 30. He was terrific. On the other side, Regula scored 15. Mullenauer scored 12. Reichert scored 10. And my Clancy's player of the game for Jackson Center is Carson Regula.
Yep. Carson Regula was very good despite the 2-point setback. 50-48 Indians. It is Clancy's, Walpock Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, you look down the Jackson Center Tigers roster, Chuck, and you see, 1, 2, 3, 4, grand total of 5 seniors. Ian Platfoot, Cameron.
That was the poorest called game I've seen.
Chuck. Hello, Chuck. I can't hear myself. What happened? There we go.
Something
got bumped. Hi. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kim.
We'll see ya. We've got passersby here at Media Row talking about how well we've done all week covering these exciting games, somehow maintaining our voices. And we're going to sign off fairly quickly because my viral pneumonia voice may be starting to catch up with me. 6th game in 72 hours at 6:30, just a short time away. Although right now, Chuck, I feel kind of invigorated. Is that a word, invigorated?
It's a good one, sure.
Too many syllables for me to count. Anyway, for Jackson Center, seniors, Ian Platfoot, Cameron Ross, Aiden Reichert, Trevor Sosby, Jacob Vetter, high-quality athletes return. There's the core.
Yeah, there is.
The core of a mighty good club in 2021-22. Tigers blew a 9-point lead. Give Cedarville all the credit in the world. Koning was magical. Three-point shooting, his driving. I've seen nothing like it in D4 from a 6'2 player like that, Chuck, in a long, long time. Maybe never, ever before.
Well, he willed them to this win.
Yeah.
I mean, Jackson played well. Jackson, we talked about the people that had to score besides Reichert. They did. They rebounded with them without a problem. And he was just too much. We willed him with the win right there.
Jackson Center, the Tigers, they tried their very best. Down the stretch, there was one errant throw. A couple shots on the rim did not go in. There were at least a couple marginal calls out on the floor by the officials.
That's a nice way to put it.
That didn't go the Tigers' way. And if one of those calls swings one way or the other, in the last minute, the game swings one way.
Let's go back to the flagrant foul. That was a 4-point play. Terrible call. Yeah. 4-point play.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
And you lost by two.
Yeah, don't remind me. Don't remind me. Final tally, what, 50-48, Cedarville?
Yep.
After Jackson Center led 28-19 at the halftime break.
All right.
Thanks so much to our anchor business partners, AAG Inc., American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection. It's the industry's clear choice. Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, your number one agency in the region again. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com on West Michigan in Sydney. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, Tip City, home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And the lights are going out on us.
Well, because Cedarville can't listen. They've been all told to get off the floor, and they're still out there congregating.
Yeah. I think that's certainly against tournament protocols. Yeah, we got 200-300 Cedarville people out on the floor.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks so much to the Sydney Daily News award-winning sports page coverage and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, plus Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, osgoodbank.com. And SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom, online, securecom.com. Your pros in protection. One more game coming up, our sixth in the last 72 hours. Tip off at 7 tonight, airtime 6:30. Fort Loramie girls go after a Division IV regional championship and a berth in the state Final Four next Thursday. Tri-Village has the same goal in mind. Two very good teams. Ought to be an outstanding game. Chuck, take 30 seconds. Handicap this one for us. It could very well go to the wire. Probably a lot of points scored.
Well, one of the keys is Megan Downing. She's 6'2". She's she is a threat if you let her catch the ball down around 2 feet.
Right.
But what she is a shot blocker and a shot changer. And that's going to be Rose and Holscher dealing with that. And then the Sagister young lady can just absolutely drill threes. You better get a hand up on her. And on the other end, I honestly think that Fort Loramie, right, if they run their offense, you know, and don't turn the ball over, they should win the basketball game.
Ava Schultes, major
back,
contributor
yep.
against Minster. She no doubt will be on the floor at least a little bit. That's a plus. An extra quality player for Fort Loramie.
Right.
And Jaden Putoff, I tell you what, if she sees the rim tonight as big as she did two nights ago, balls will fly in the hoop one right after another.
Well, she needs to go ahead and just take the shots early and see where she is. I mean, that's what you do. You get on a roll and you keep shooting it.
Well, we now know that next Tuesday here at Vidalia Butler, we'll have just one game for you. Bodkins versus Newark Catholic. Boys D4, regional semifinal at 5:30. And the nightcap that evening will feature Cedarville and Tri-Village Boys. That will be next Tuesday. And if Fort Loramie wins tonight, the Redskins head to UD for the state tournament next Thursday, an 11 o'clock game against the winner of the Columbus Grove, Columbus Grove, Convoy, Crestview.
There you go.
Two very good girls teams in Northwest Ohio, a meeting for that regional title. Fort Loramie would play the winner next Thursday at 11 at the UD Arena in the state semifinal. Anna Boy still in. Anna will play next Wednesday. Whoever wins tonight at Northmont between Indian Lake and Cincinnati Taft. In fact, that game, I think, it's going on right now as we speak at Northmont. So that's a look at our upcoming schedule. And we're going to sign off. Jackson Center, heartbreaking setback by 2 to Cedarville, 50-48. For our radio audience on WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, for our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. And for Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good evening to you from here at Vidalia Butler, where Jackson Center has been edged by Cedarville, 50-48 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.